All right, good morning again. Let's come to order and proceed with docket number E2 sub 1174. I'm Commissioner Tenola D. Brown Bland with the North Carolina Utilities Commission, the presiding commissioner for this hearing. With me this morning are Chairman Edward S. Finley Jr., Commissioners Jerry C. Dockham, James G. Patterson, Lyons Gray, Daniel G. Kleinfelter, and Charlotte A. Mitchell. I now call for hearing docket number E2 sub 1174 in the matter of application by Duke Energy Progress LLC, hereafter DEP, for approval of demand side management and energy efficiency cost recovery rider pursuant to GS 62-133.9 and Commission Rule R8-69. On June 20th, 2018, DEP filed its annual application for approval of its demand side management, hereafter DSM, and energy efficiency, hereafter EE, cost recovery rider. Filed with the application were the direct testimony, exhibits, and work papers of witnesses Robert P. Evans and Carolyn T. Miller. On July 2nd, 2018, the Commission issued an order scheduling a hearing, establishing discovery guidelines, and requiring public notice. The order set the hearing in this docket for today, Tuesday, September 18, 2018, following the hearing in docket E2 sub 1175. The Commission granted petitions to intervene timely filed by North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association, Carolina Industrial Group for Fair Utility Rates 2, and Carolina Utility Customers Association, Inc. The Commission also granted the joint petition to intervene filed by North Carolina Justice Center, Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, Natural Resources Defense Council, and the North Carolina Housing Coalition, collectively hereafter referred to as North Carolina Justice Center. The public staff's participation is recognized pursuant to GS 62-15. On September 4th, 2018, the public staff filed the testimony and exhibits of Michael C. Manus, David M. Williamson, and John R. Hinton. On September 5th, 2018, the North Carolina Justice Center filed the testimony and exhibits of Chris Neen. On September 10th, 2018, DEP filed the supplemental testimony and exhibits of Carolyn T. Miller and Robert P. Evans. On September 10th, 2018, DEP filed a motion for additional public hearing and public notice of revised proposed rates, which was granted by order dated September 11, 2018. That order scheduled an additional public hearing to be held in this docket on Monday, October 8, 2018. On September 12, 2018, the North Carolina Justice Center filed a motion requesting that witness Neem be excused from attending the hearing and his pre-filed testimony be received into evidence at this hearing. On September 13, 2018, DEP filed affidavits of publication of notice of today's hearing in this docket. Also on September 13, DEP and the public staff filed a joint motion requesting their witnesses be excused and their pre-filed testimony be entered into evidence at this hearing. The motion was granted by order entered on the same day. In compliance with the requirements of Chapter 138A of the State Government Ethics Act, I remind members of the Commission of our responsibility to avoid conflicts of interest and inquire at this time whether any member has a known conflict of interest with respect to the matter before us this morning. Let the record reflect that I have no such conflict and my fellow commissioners have not identified any such conflict. I now call for appearances of counsel, beginning with the applicant, DEP.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. I'm Kendrick Fentress, appearing on behalf of Duke Energy Progress.
Good morning. Morning, Ms. Hicks.
Good morning, Robert Page, appearing on behalf of Carolina Utility Customers Association.
Good morning.
Good morning, David Neal of the Southern Environmental Law Center, appearing on behalf of the North Carolina Justice Center, North Carolina Housing Coalition, Southern Alliance for Clean Energy and Natural Resources Defense Council.
All right, good morning.
Good morning, Lucy Edmondson with the Public Staff and Heather Fennell, appearing on behalf of the Using and Consuming Public.
All right, good to have all of you with us. And Ms. Edmondson, have you identified any public witnesses?
I'm sorry.
I forget you're not at the table over there.
I know, I'm just taking time. Ben Smith on behalf of North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association.
Good morning, Mrs. Smith. You're welcome despite my quickness there. All right, Ms. Edmondson, have you identified any public witnesses who wish to give testimony?
I have not.
All right, just to be clear, if there's anyone out in the audience who wishes to provide public witness testimony in this matter, come forth now. And the record will reflect that no one came forward. Is there anything else that we need to take before we move on to the applicant?
Presiding Commissioner, I wanted to note, yesterday the public staff filed the supplemental testimony and Exhibit 2 of Michael C. Maynard's.
All right.
Where Mr. Maynard's, he had, in his initial testimony, he'd said once the company filed its supplemental testimony, he would file rates that showed the impact of the public staff's adjustments as well as the company's adjustments. And so it's 5 pages and an Exhibit 2. All parties have agreed to waive cross-examination of him on the supplemental testimony.
All right, and Ms. Emerson, with that filing of that testimony, then outside of the public hearing, the evidentiary record can be closed? Is that correct? All right, thank you. I'll hear from the applicant.
Thank you. Madam Chair, as you have indicated, the parties, and as Ms. Edmondson has indicated, the parties have agreed to waive cross-examination of all the witnesses who have pre-filed testimony in this docket and have asked that their pre-filed testimony be entered into the record as if given orally from the stand and that their exhibits, which have been pre-marked, also be entered into evidence. With that, I'll begin by entering the testimony of Carolyn Miller into the record. I would move that the Carolyn Miller's direct testimony filed June 20th, 2018, consisting of 18 pages, be entered into the record as if given orally from the stand, and that the 6 exhibits attached to her direct testimony be admitted into evidence. I would also move that Carolyn Miller's supplemental testimony filed September 10th, 2018, consisting of 9 pages, be entered into the record as if given orally from the stand, and that supplemental Miller exhibits 1, 2, 3, and 7 be admitted as evidence.
All right, there being no objection, that motion will be allowed, and the exhibits that were filed with the pre-filed testimony will be marked as they were when filed and received into evidence, noting in particular on supplemental testimony of Carolyn T. Miller, the exhibits admitted are 1, 2, 3, and 7.
Yes, and I'll continue with the other witnesses then. I would move that Robert Evans' direct testimony filed June 20th, 2018, consisting of 29 pages, be entered into the record as if given orally from the stand, and that his exhibits 1 through 11 and A through K supporting that testimony be admitted as evidence. I would also move that supplemental Evans exhibits 1 and 2 filed September 10th be admitted as evidence. And finally, with Mr. Evans, I would move that Robert Evans' rebuttal testimony consisting of 14 pages be entered into the record as if given orally from the stand. That testimony was filed September 12th, 2018.
Is that rebuttal in addition to what was filed on September 10th?
Yes.
All right.
It is.
So that motion will be allowed, and the testimonies will be received as if given orally from the witness stand with the identified exhibits received into evidence and identified as they were marked when pre-filed.
Thank you. I would also move that Timothy Duff's rebuttal testimony consisting of 20 pages be entered into the record as if given orally from the stand, and that rebuttal Duff Exhibit 1 be admitted as evidence. This was filed September 12th, 2018.
All right, and that motion will also be allowed.
Thank you. Finally, I move that the company's application filed on June 20th, 2018 in this docket be admitted as evidence into the record as well.
And there being no objection, that motion is also granted.
Thank you. That is all from the company.
All right. Thank you.
Good morning. David Neal again. The North Carolina Justice Center will move at this time to have the pre-filed testimony of Chris Neamey of the Energy Futures Group filed on September 4th, 2018, consisting of 66 pages, be entered into the record as if given orally from the stand, and move that his two exhibits marked as CN1 and CN2 be admitted into evidence.
And that motion will be allowed, and the testimony of witness Nimi will be received, as well as his two exhibits identified as they were marked when pre-filed, all received into evidence. Thank you.
Presiding Commissioner, in regard to the public staff's testimony, first I would move that the testimony of Michael C. Manus, filed September 4th, consisting of 24 pages, and a two-page appendix, and his supplemental testimony filed September 17th, consisting of 5 pages, be entered into the record as if given orally from the stand, and that his exhibit 1 filed with his initial testimony and his exhibit 2 filed yesterday with his supplemental testimony be admitted as evidence.
All right, there being no objection, that motion is allowed, and all is received into evidence, the testimony being treated as if given orally from the witness stand.
Thank you. I also move that the testimony of John R. Hinton, filed September 4th, consisting of 15 pages and a two-page appendix, be entered into the record as if given orally from the stand, and that his confidential exhibit 1 be admitted as evidence.
All right, that motion is allowed, and the evidence is received into record as if given orally from the witness stand, with confidential exhibit remaining as filed and remaining confidential. And it, of course, will be identified as it was marked when pre-filed.
And finally, I move that the testimony of David M. Williamson, filed September 4th, consisting of 32 pages and a one-page appendix, be entered into the record as if given orally from the stand, and that his exhibits 1, 2, and 3 to his testimony be admitted as evidence.
And that motion is allowed, and all is received into evidence.
Thank you. That was all from the public staff.
Is there anything else to come before the commission on this DSM EE matter?
Not from the company.
With regard to proposed orders, 30 days from today's date, is that good with everybody? Then it shall be so ordered.
Thank you.
Thank you, and we will take a little time to switch around and take care of the last.